An elderly woman walked into the local country church. The friendly usher greeted her at the door and helped her up the flight of steps. "Where would you like to sit?" he asked politely. "The front row, please," she answered. "You really don't want to do that," the usher said. "The pastor is really boring. Do you happen to know who I am?" "I am the pastor's mother," she declared indignantly. Then he answered, "Do you know who I am?" "No," she said. "Good, thank God," he answered. Yes, my friends, today's scripture emphasizes the need for Christians to abide in Christ as a condition for producing fruits of kindness, fruits of mercy, fruits of charity, and fruits of holiness. Today's first reading concentrates on the Apostle Paul, who was pruned like a vine to be an apostle. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, describes the aftermath of his transformation from enemy of the early Christian movement to God's chosen instrument for bringing the gospel to non-Jewish people. Jesus himself pruned away the former Saul, who had persecuted the church, to make him Paul, whose life was entirely dedicated to the proclamation of the gospel. In today's gospel text, Jesus assures them, using the parable of the vine and branches, that the life-giving Spirit whom Jesus will send them to them will be present and active within and among his disciples and their successors. There are numerous Old Testament passages which refer to Israel as the vine. For example, Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 to 7 speaks, "The vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel." Jeremiah chapter 2, 21 speaks, "Yet I planted you a choice vine." Hosea chapter 10, 1 speaks about Israel is a luxuriant vine. The vine is a part and parcel of Jewish imagery and the very symbol of Israel, serving as an emblem on the coins of the Maccabees. One of the glories of the temple was the great golden vine upon the front of the holy place, holy temple at Jerusalem. Since Israel has become producing bitter wild grapes, Jesus makes the claim that he is the true and ideal vine, and his disciples are the living and fruit-producing branches. Those who do not yet abide in him are useless branches, suitable only to be cut away and thrown into the fire. To be fruitful, one must be joined to the true vine, that is Christ. It is living the life of Christ, the life of grace, which gives the believer the nourishment which enables him to yield the fruits of eternal life. In the vineyards of Palestine, pruning was done and dead branches were cut away to save the vine. Other branches were pruned so that they would bear more grapes than leaves in the next growing season. John describes God as a vine grower who has planted a vine, that is Jesus. The Father removes every branch that bears no fruit and prunes the other branches so that they may bear more fruits. The apostles will not feel the full impact of this pruning until Jesus is actually taken away from them in death. Eventually, they will be pruned of all attachment to the things of this world in order to prepare them to attach themselves to the things of heaven. We are like fruitless dried branches, draining life from the trunk without giving anything in return when we come to church on Sundays just to fulfill the obligations. Jesus reminds us that we cannot bear fruit unless we abide in him, just as he abides in us. Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches." Abiding in Christ means that God has to be inside us and we have to be inside God. This life of intimate union with Christ in the church is maintained by the spiritual helps common to all faithful, chiefly by active participation in the liturgical services. Those of us who do not abide in Jesus will wither and be thrown away, just as withered branches are thrown into the fire to be pruned. The Holy Spirit who dwells within us trims us and prunes us and guides us, teaching us himself and reminding us of what Jesus taught. It is he who enables us to love him and to keep his words. So what do we learn from these readings today on the fifth Sunday of Easter? That we need pruning. Cutting out of our lives everything that is contrary to the spirit of Jesus and renewing our commitment to Christian ideals in our lives. The second means of pruning is practicing self-control over our evil inclinations and sinful addictions. Cordial mingling in our neighborhood with people of different cultures, different races, different religions and orientations enables us, with God's grace, to prune away our selfish, judgmental, prejudicial tendencies so that we can treat others in our society with Christian charity and Christian openness. Secondly, the gospel teaches how to become true disciples of Jesus by personal and liturgical prayers, frequenting of the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist and reconciliation. Daily meditative reading of the Bible and selfless loving acts of kindness, mercy, and mutual loving forgiveness, all the fruits of God's grace acting within us, assist us in abiding in Jesus, the true vine, as fruit-bearing branches.